Dear brethren, I wanted to make a recording first of all to thank God, who through Brother Joseph, Angela, Dora, and everyone in radio has showed me His word, His guidance, His love, His salvation, His joy, everything I needed, but I was looking in wrong places. I thought what I already had was enough, but actually it wasn't nothing compared to what I have now with Christ and in Christ. Sometimes it looks like the world can give you everything you wish, but when you realize that everything comes to an end, you have to look for something beyond that end. That's when I found Christ. I like to put on my headphones and filling my mind with today's song. For the most part are just garbage that the devil threw in your mind to get you away from God. But all of this took me to a wrong direction, to a dark place which has been illuminated by Christ when He came to my heart. I don't have much experience, I still have a lot to do to improve, but what I try to learn, I want to tell others to help them somehow. I know God has always been there for me, but I have not, and it's incredible to think of how good is He, to wait for us and to show us that He is the love we were looking for. If we don't feel close to His presence, it's just because we stepped away from God. But He can see us even from far away, counting the steps that are missing till we come back to Him. He is waiting only for this. I know that when we are born, we find ourselves in a world that, as the wind, takes us where it wants. But the most beautiful moment of my life was when I saw that God is the shelter from the wind, the shelter from the world. When I saw that the world was no longer working for me, I remembered that there is a God. I didn't know who He was, so I've searched so many answers from religions, but they had different opinions, and I didn't know which one was right. So I asked God which one was the right answer. I wanted dreams or revelations. I didn't realize that I already had the answer in front of me. I just didn't see it. I couldn't understand. That's how I started reading the Bible, but I didn't know how. I searched in the internet how to do, where to start. I started reading the Gospels, but I read them so superficially. I had a great precious treasure before me, and I was so superficial. So I asked God, "God, I can't understand. Send me someone who can explain me the Bible." And He sent me you. You have brought me to the truth I've been looking for. You have taught me many things that I'm still learning. You have been for me and for many others a great blessing. For people like you, I want to thank God. You are special. You have completely changed my life with a simple prayer to receive Jesus and the Holy Spirit. I remember that I felt twice a great fire that came into me with power. It is impossible to describe. I finally understood who God was. It was Jesus Christ, pure love. So I start a wonderful path. I have made mistakes, especially with my fears and worries, but God helped me a lot to abandon what was getting me away from Him. I wanted to do so much for God because He did so much for me, and I was very sad because I didn't do it. I always think that's not enough what I do. But I have to remind myself of what Brother Joseph said when he quoted a beautiful scripture. It says that he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and that doesn't count the quantity but the quality. That if you do what you can, but with all our heart, it is much more than to do many things but half-hearted. I have to learn to thank God, even if I speak to a single person about Jesus, but that person has really received Him and changed his way of life, of thinking, of acting. But I was very afraid to talk with people, thinking that I don't know many things. I'm not like Brother Joseph, Angela, or Dora. But again, God helped me. He took away my fears. My cousin came for a week at my house. He did not believe in Jesus, but he had some experience with the devil when he was a child. I spoke to him, and it was like God spoke to me. He prayed sincerely for salvation, and the first thing he did was to speak to his friends about God. He is only 14 years old. Now a friend of him said he will start reading the New Testament. It's amazing how great the Lord is. I remember one night my cousin was afraid to sleep because he said he felt a bad presence in the room. He seemed very scared. We prayed together and everything disappeared. An incredible thing happened. My cousin has never read the Bible, but as we talked, he suddenly told me Judas and Colossians. Right there it says that the demons are kept in everlasting chains and that God has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. So the Lord took away from me the fear of speaking and from my cousin the fear of sleeping. Even there, the first thing my cousin did was to talk to a friend, telling her that he had just won a battle against Satan, thanks to Jesus Christ. I won too. Glory to God. All of us are more than conquerors when we let God fight, when we trust Him, and above all things, when we love Him. I also had some experience with the devil. When I slept, I felt something bad around me, who pulled me and wanted to do something very bad, but he couldn't because he was scared when he saw Christ in me. Thanks to Brother Joseph, I have known my authority, that we are children of God, and that, as Angela says, if they touch us, they will burn. But at first I was afraid, and I asked God why. I always ask Him why. Then He spoke to me, telling me that it is not important the cause, but the purpose. Thanks to Jesus, I am now stronger, but only because of Him. I know that many people ask for a proof of God's existence. You are the proof, your life, the way you talk, the things you do, the way you do them, the love you show to others. This is the greatest proof. All of you are important to God. Every person, every soul is the smile on His face. And He is the smile on the face of every person, of every soul. We are perfectly united in this great joy. But to smile is a lesson to be learned, and if it seems difficult, we must remember that our teacher is called Jesus Christ. Once Angela said that with God we can have a happiness that doesn't depend on the situation in which we are, the problems we have, because it is within us and not out in the world. I know it's easy to be brave when there's no one who wants to shoot you, to kill you, or cut off your head. For me, it is easy to speak because I have not suffered much, but I knew the suffering when I saw the world reflected in the eyes of God. but in his eyes I also saw something greater. It is called love. And surely love passes through the suffering but leads to glory. Now here on earth we are traveling to a wonderful place, a place so beautiful that we will no longer remember the bad things past. All the pain disappears when you don't look at the wound but at the band with which Christ healed you. And our bands are the stripes of our wonderful Lord. The key is to remind us where we arrive. How far are we willing to go for God? Sometimes we just have to take a break, stop for a moment, bend our knees before the God who rises up every time. Say in your heart that everything passes. We will have a tribulation of 3.5 years with the Antichrist, but an eternal peace with Christ. It is because of His great love that we fight, and we will win only but by praising Him and trusting Him. There is no other way. We will make many mistakes, but as they say, from the mistakes you learn. The greatest sin is not to make a mistake, but to deceive us by saying that our mistake is right. It doesn't matter how big our mistakes are, God's forgiveness is even greater. The important thing is to learn to put aside our pride and admit that we need our Savior Jesus Christ. The moment we have taken this great step, God will help us to walk. The devil wants to accuse you by saying that you are not worthy, that you do not deserve it. Okay, but God deserves my love and much more than that. We must not live in the accusation of the devil. We must live thinking that Jesus accepted us because He died for us just to take us to His kingdom near Him. Brethren, you are worthy to smile for Christ. I am sure that your smile is God's victory in your life. So we must leave everything, become closer to God and give Him everything. How can I give everything to God? Try to give Him your heart and you will see rain of blessing on you, like rivers of living water. You'll feel a great power. It's called the Holy Spirit. How much God has given to us, even His Spirit. Can we at least give Him our heart? That's all He's asking. He doesn't not ask you to be the best person in the world. He only asks love, and He will transform you. We must not worry. As Brother Joseph says, let us only worry about doing God's will. And pray for me, that what I say can also do it. Beloved brethren, I ask God to take each one of you by the hand, to lead you in His glory, to take away all your fears, even the fear of suffering, that you may live in this great love, in the love of a great Father for His little children. Let's always remember that we are never alone. God is with us today and forever. I love you, God, and I also love you, brothers, Brother Joseph, Angel, Adora, all of you. I pray that this love may grow more and more in works with all our hearts. I embrace you in the name of Jesus Christ. May God bless you.